Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, the artist still known as Bradfoe with the radio version of his daily Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring.
Baseball isn't boring.
Baseball's not boring to me.
Baseball is not boring.
It's not boring on a podcast, and it's damn sure not boring on the radio. And either way, it's streaming on the Odyssey app. It's Radio B.I.B. Baseball Isn't Boring is presented by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlaneEnergy.com.
Let's go. Oh, man. This is annoying.
How you feeling, Rob?
I'm feeling good.
Nothing gets you like a 10-run loss to the Chicago White Sox.
I'm feeling good. That is, of course, Gordo of the Playtesting Podcast. Now I can hear myself. There you go. Here we go. Zach, yell McFarlane for me, please.
McFarlane!
There you go. Look at you. Look at you, Gordo
McFarlane.
Of the Playtesting Podcast. I am Rob Bradford. I also will scream McFarlane. I already did it with a great Chris Sean, the great Megan Onalini. I really enjoyed listening to their conversations coming in. To do this show today on a crappy day, another crappy day, but this is where the time where always the sun shines on the great game of baseball.
Does it?
Yes, baseball isn't boring.
Even when you're not in Florida?
Baseball isn't boring. Oh, my goodness, Gordo.
It's not shining right now.
I am so, like, I've told the story about 50 million times about how 2 weeks ago I'm doing an interview with Lucas Giolito and my phone overheats. We're filming it, my phone overheats. And I was prescient enough to say to him, Lucas, remember this moment. Because in 2 weeks, we're going to be like, I miss those days. Oh, do I miss those days.
Now he's here. He's here. He's on my side.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
There is nobody more, in case people don't know, Gordo, there's no human being more optimistic in life than Gordo. And I can, the best way I can describe him is that he's the guy when his day's like today, he's the guy when it's raining, he's saying the weeds and the flowers need it.
We're
in a drought.
No.
He's the guy that's saying when the Red Sox make 19 errors in 15 games, he's saying, you know what? It's okay.
No.
They're getting it out of
their
system.
Last night was not okay.
They're getting it out of their system. All right, so I want everybody to win. Let's set the scene here, Gordo. All right, this is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford along with Gordo, and we are going to be with you up until the pregame show just after 3 o'clock, 617-779-7937. We usually do this show almost every single week on Saturdays, and it's your time to either rant and rave and vent or celebrate, whatever it is. This is definitely a ranting and raving and venting time. The great thing about this show, Gordo, as you know, now having done it for a little bit, is that you have this dynamic where 1 week we're ranting and raving, the next week we're like, oh my goodness, look how good they are. And typically we have a run of like, if I did the scorecard of the Baseball Isn't Boring shows, I would say we are about well under 500. Not even, I mean, well under 500 doesn't even speak to it. I mean, I'm talking about probably a 250 winning percentage.
Yeah, right about.
When it comes to Friday nights leading into Saturdays. Right, I mean, about. We are, this is always, I don't want to say a challenging thing, but a very, very defined dynamic that we have to fend off. We have to say, okay, what is the realistic scenario here? What are we dealing with the Boston Red Sox? It is a Friday night loss. You are Saturday. In a couple hours, they could win, and everything might be good. This is the great game of baseball. We get it. But we will do this. At 7-8, 15 games, my math is correct, right? 7-8. We have to take stock of what they are, what this Red Sox team is. And we are also going to introduce the Tristan Casas conversation. I guess, I don't know, if did you hear me talk about it with Mego and Sean?
No, I walked in at the very end.
Okay. So when they were driving in, they were talking a lot about Jaylen Brown. And for me, it was, okay, Jaylen Brown was always sort of the guy who was number two on the list of most polarizing people in Boston sports. I mean, I don't think there's any question Tristan Casas is. And if anyone has a question about this, please look up the definition of polarizing. This is what it is. I'm a big Tristan Casas guy. I actually think he's going to be good. He has been good in the past. I get all of this. But it is a fascinating conversation. And if anyone wants to know about that dynamic with Tristan Casas, about how polarizing he is, then sit in this chair every single Saturday for the last 2 years. I am telling you, this guy, when he doesn't produce, people get upset. When he does produce, he can't be beat. You would never trade him for Vlad Guerrero Jr. in a million years. This is how it is. And I do want to introduce this other part of it, which I do think is part of the equation, which I was talking to Ken Laird, P1, Ken Laird of the program, about this, about, because they, him and Chris Curtis had talked about Casas, and a part of this, Gordo, I think is, and I mentioned this to Scheim and Mego, is demographic, age demographic, when it comes to Casas. Because I'm thinking, you sit here, and we've gone through this with Casas, well, a lot last year, right, when he was hurt?
Oh, yeah.
We had always to, like, oh, he stinks, what are you doing? You look at him, he's talking this, he's doing that, he's standing in the batting cage looking at nothing for 20 minutes. A lot of it is age demographic. That's what I conclude.
So you think the older demographic doesn't like him and the younger demographic
does? I'm not saying everybody. I would say, obviously, I'm right on the edge of the older demographic, obviously. But it's, I would say, I am.
Generally, no, you're
right. I am all in on personality. I am all in on, hey, I think Tristan Casas.
But you're also in the media. It makes sense. He's good. He's good for business.
Well, I know he's good for business, and also I'm around him a little bit more. So what people are seeing, they're just seeing either, there might be these people who are the older demographic where they get Tristan Casas and they say, well, look, I see him not coming through in the most important times. I see him making errors. I see him not producing. I see him not living up to potential. And then next thing you know, I'm slapped in the face with a Netflix clip of him painting his nails or sunbathing or something else.
That's it, Rob.
But that's what I'm talking about. Do you agree with that? That this is almost I don't know if it's a total age demographic thing, but the more that I'm soaking it in, I do feel it's that way more.
Well, I think the younger demographic in general is more interested in the personalities of the athletes, not just in baseball, but in other sports. And then with Casas, I can't say I don't get it. If you don't like him and you don't follow the team super closely, I get it. If he goes 0-for-4 and makes an error, and then you're seeing clips of him painting his nails and sunbathing, it comes across to you as, this guy is more interested in sunbathing than he is on fixing
and whatever
the issues
way,
that he's
whatever way he's approaching the game isn't the right way. Because right. We know,
but that's not the way it is, though.
No,
Rob.
No, of
this,
course.
This
of
guy
course.
Cares a of, ton.
Yeah, no,
about
I know.
His
and listen, he's a good teammate. He is a good teammate, and he does care a lot. He cares in very unique ways. But a lot of people say, "Well, no," and I use Kari Yastrzemski. That might be an older example. But look it. This is how they did it. This is how Dustin Pedroia did it. This is how Jim Rice did it. This is how whoever did it. And we've never seen it. It's just show up to the park, put your nose down, let's go. And look it. They entered into the Hall of Fame because of it. Well, I'll give you an example. And this just came to the top of mind because that's where I'm at right now, Gordo. The ideas are just popping. Boom, 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 boom. All the way up until 3:00. And by the way, Brian Abraham, farm director, dream maker, is up at 2:00 with us.
I love when he comes
Friend of the program, family member of the program. But you know, like I look at this is that you with this and the my excellent thought has already eluded me, but still, like I look at this with Tristan Cassis, and I'm like, hey, you know what? It's okay. It is okay. It is okay that he does this stuff. And however he gets to that level, because a week from now, we could be doing this show next week, and he could go on a tear, and we are going to get dramatically different calls. And one thing that I do want to introduce into this is the Netflix. I do want to talk about the Netflix as a whole. I know that you were struggling to find time to watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it. I just moved my entire life yesterday. New house, yeah.
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
I know. No, I'm gonna watch it in like two or three sit downs.
Okay, I know what I was gonna say. So, David Ortiz, right? David Ortiz, the way that he approached the game, it wasn't sunbathing, it wasn't painting his nails. But you know what David Ortiz did when he was DHing? He was taking calls up in the clubhouse, then putting the phone down, go hit a bomb, and come back. Like there wasn't a oh, my goodness, David Ortiz has to go out and take a million grounders. David Ortiz was doing his thing, and it didn't work for David Ortiz. And nobody complained about the way that David Ortiz was doing things.
You had to let Poppy be Poppy. That's how you let him be great.
That's what it was. You know why? Because he got results. And people are now going to say, how dare you compare the two? I'm not comparing the two. All I'm saying is that when a guy is going good, nobody complains about any of this stuff. When he's not going good, that's when a lot of people complain about it. And my point is that I think the older demographic is complaining about it now, certainly judging by the calls that we have, the people on social media,
sure,
and
absolutely.
All of this, right? And so on the Netflix thing came up, Gordo, and I didn't feel like, honestly, that, and I know I heard the clip from Courtney saying, I like Tristan Cassis more. You know, okay, fine. You know, I think that probably Courtney isn't as immersed in watching the Red Sox and consuming the Red Sox as a lot of people. But that's an example. You watch Netflix, you like Tristan Cassis more. Maybe other people felt that way. I didn't feel like it pushed the narrative of Tristan Cassis one way or the other.
I feel like it's just going to enforce whatever belief you have.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you don't like the Tristan Cassis antics, why are you going to like him anymore by seeing the antics up close? And if you do enjoy it, if you like that he's different, you enjoy Tristan Cassis the person, I would think that it would make you like him more because you're just seeing more of that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's fine. It's entertaining. I think that when we were waiting for the Netflix thing, and once again, I did a podcast with Julie McWilliams. We talked about 30 minutes about it. I made my thoughts felt on the Jones and Keefe show the other day. I'll reiterate a lot of those thoughts. But when it came to the Cassis and Netflix, we're like, oh, this is all going to be all Tristan Cassis. They're going to lean into Tristan Cassis. This is going to be the Tristan Cassis show. And really it wasn't. It was a Jaren Duran show. And I think that there was – Tristan Cassis was one of their characters, but he got hurt. I think that sort of derailed them a little bit. But I want to come back to the team, Gordo. And 617-779-7937, you can talk about anything you want when it comes to great game of baseball. Because, Gordo, I don't know if you know this, these 2 hours – are the absolute, no doubt about it, best 2 hours of baseball talk in the entire region of New England, maybe the country, the entire week. That's a fact. A scientist from MIT just told me this, that these 2 hours, the baseball is boring 2 hours, terrestrial radio, the best, most received, applauded 2 hours of baseball talk in the entire region of New England.
What's the measurement?
I don't question people from MIT.
You just let them go.
However it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? When Russell Crowe's doing his Beautiful Mind thing on the window, you think I know what's going on?
That's where you go to. Russell Crowe.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is they tell me that this is the best 2 hours of baseball talk the entire week. That's what it is.
You want to know what else scientists say?
Oh, what?
They say that there are going to be some very bad Tristan Cassis takes on the internet.
I don't care.
A couple weeks from now.
Oh, a couple weeks from now.
I'm saying when you look back on what people are saying today, yesterday, the day before, last week.
This is how it works, right?
It's going to be fun.
I don't care one way or the other. You can either way, but I just know this. We have to deal in the here and the now. And the here and the now with the Red Sox is that Tristan Cassis is right now, as we sit here, and don't get this twisted. I don't think in the big picture he's part of the problem and not part of the solution. But right now, as he sit here in these first 2 weeks, he's been part of the problem.
Definitely part of the problem.
Part of the problem, not part of the solution.
He has said that. He told you that.
Yeah, well, he said last night. I mean, it was a little bit of hyperbole, but like, okay, I cost the team. It was the biggest thing of the game where you made the error. Whatever. You can't keep making these errors. You can't keep doing this. But the problem is, it's like when Rafael Devers was bad and they start out 1-4, and people say, well, it's one guy. No, but that's how important that guy is. Mm-hmm. That's how important that position is. That's how important a guy like Tristan Casas, who was right there struggling with him, is. Like, that is how good teams are made, where teams have to game plan to come into the meat of the order and figure out, okay, you know what, how are we going to get through this? You know how I know? I watched the World Series last year. You think that was fun? Where Dave Roberts said, hey, you know, we got Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, a good Giancarlo Stanton coming up. How are we going to get through
and
this?
And it's the other way around, too.
Right.
With Shohei and Mookie and Freeman. Like, it's both teams, and it's no coincidence they won the World Series.
This is, they do not run isolations for outfielders, but they do run isolations for middle of the order lineups.
That's a t-shirt line for you now, Rob. We talk about Rob Bradford t-shirt lines. Nobody I'd rather be talking to. They don't run isolations for outfielders is right in that club.
... Yay, baseball.
Yay, baseball.
All right, that's Gordo of Playtesi. I'm Rob Bradford. With this, the Baseballs and Boring Show. We're going to be with you all the way up into the pregame show in a couple hours from now. And like we said, Brian Abraham, dream maker, farm director, whatever you want to call him, he's calling in at 2 to give us the what's what when it comes to all these prospects. I was, Gordo, in Worcester last night.
Oh, really?
So
you saw Roman Anthony.
I saw the three hits.
You saw Roman Anthony.
I'm not confirming or denying that they shot off fireworks because of those three hits after the game, but they did shoot off fireworks. Such nice people in Worcester. Such an awesome setting. Such an awful way to play baseball in that weather.
Well, they got snowed out today.
I know. Right. I mean,
crazy.
And you know what? It's tomorrow. You know who shows up tomorrow?
To
yes, Yasmani Grandal!
Hey!
All right. Anyway,
hey.
Speaking of fun stuff, let's do a trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Sleepy night in Chicago for the Red Sox. Bats, they fell to the White Sox 11-1 in an ugly one on the south side. 5 errors committed by the Sox, and they now lead all of baseball with 19 errors in 15 games. Here's what Red Sox manager Alex Cora had to say after the game.
Bad night overall, you know, like we didn't hit, we didn't play defense, we didn't pitch. So, you know, turn the page, be ready for tomorrow, but we just got to be better.
They'll look to turn the page this afternoon when Richard Fitz takes the mound opposite old friend Martin Perez. You can hear that one right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Coverage kicks off at 3:10 with Joe Weil on the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Cooper Boardman will have the call of the game. First pitch from Rate Field at 4:10. Celtics beat the Charlotte Hornets 130-94 last night over at the Garden. Peyton Pritchard led the way with 22 points. They were, of course, without Jaylen Brown as he continues to nurse a right knee injury. And according to ESPN, Brown received a pain management injection this week to help deal with that right knee injury. He is still expected to be ready for the Celtics' first round matchup. They'll wrap up their regular season slate tomorrow afternoon, hosting the Charlotte Hornets again. Tip-off from the Garden at 1. Bruins heading to Pittsburgh tomorrow for the penultimate game of their season. They'll take on the Penguins. They currently sit as the fourth worst team in the NHL, which gives them a 9.5% chance at landing the top overall pick. Puck drop from PPG Paints Arena, set for 3:30. Round 3 of the Masters underway down at Augusta. Justin Rose, the current leader, at 8-under. Bryson DeChambeau sits in second at 7-under. Rory McIlroy and Corey Connors, both at 6-under, round out the top 3, while reigning winner Scottie Scheffler sits tied for 5th at 5-under. Finally, the BU Terriers going for a national title tonight in St. Louis. They'll be taking on the Western Michigan Broncos in the Frozen Four final. You can hear coverage of that one over on WEEI 850 AM. Puck drop from the Enterprise Center at 7:30. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More baseball isn't boring coming up after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of Bradfoe and Baseball Isn't Boring on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Wow, out of the gate. First break.
I was ready to go.
I mean, now you have to do it. All right, Zach, here's the thing. You have to do it every single rejoin. All right? Every single one. Let's not fool around. Let's not get fancy. All right? It's time not to get fancy. It's like Walker Buehler the other day. Enough is enough. Every single rejoin, Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
Gotta play the hits.
I couldn't tell if you were telling him to fire the boys up every single intro or if you wanted Ace of Spades every single
every
intro.
Single
you
rejoin.
Want Ace of Spades every
this
single
one.
Rejoin.
This is what this is, yeah.
All right.
By the way, I don't know if there's tickets available, but Hot Stove Cool Music tonight. Always a great event. Foundation be named later. Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick headlining over there. So
oh, yeah.
Lenny DiNardo on the axe, as they call it. You know, Peter Gammons. Happy 80th birthday to Peter Gammons.
Happy 80th All to
right.
the legend.
Legend. Speaking of legends, let's go to the phone line. Jeff in Watertown. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Bradfoe. Hey, Gordo.
What's up, Jeff?
And Bradfoe, I wanted to begin with, I really enjoyed the Peter Gammons interview. It really brought me back. It reminds me of, you know, just why we love the Red Sox, why we love New England, why we love, you know, the the Globe Sports page back in the day. Like, it was a great interview, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks, man. And, you know, it's one of these things where he's one of these guys where you could just sit down and talk for an hour and go, like a million different directions with it. But
it was always, like, my generation, we all, like, all my friends, we all wanted to, like, sit down with Peter Gammons for 2 hours.
Oh.
I got to talk to him once on EEI. But that's, like, the thing. Like, that's what we all wanted. Like, could we just sit down with Peter Gammons for 2 hours?
And you would never have been disappointed. It doesn't matter. So.
No, absolutely.
So what do you got, Jeff? What's going on?
But the other thing is about, you know, I made this point before about Tristan Casas, but the guy that Tristan Casas reminds me of is Mo Vaughn. You know, Mo Vaughn back in the 90s, you know, there were people who didn't like the way he dressed, didn't like the way he talked, didn't like the strip club stuff, and no matter what he did, you know, but this is a guy who won an MVP. You know, this is a guy who hit a grand slam on opening day to win a game. I mean, this is a guy who his team completely, you know, revered him, and you could tell that. And I think the problem, and again, I'm older and I understand that, but I think the problem with Casas was that people feel like he didn't earn it. Like, he came up with, you know, the glitter and the, you know, the glam look and the whole, and the, you know, I'm a different kind of a cat and I can go, you know, do this. And, you know, but I just think, you know, I think Red Sox fans, we're fine with that if you earn it.
Oh, such a good point, Jeff. It's such a good point. I'll let you keep going, but it's such a good point by you, because we talk so many times, and I know that you listen to the podcast, and this comes up every once in a while, about the changing dynamic of the acceptance of rookies and how it used to be. You know, it wasn't that long ago where a rookie came up, go sit in the corner of the cafeteria, make sure you get the backpack full of waters to bring it out and you know, whatever. But and now there's no question about it. If you're called up, you're expected to produce. You cannot be treated different because we need you. That said, Tristan Casas, Jeff, really tested that evolution. I think he really tested it. And all I need to see was, and I think Sean McAdam told the story on the documentary, it's like, there was players when he was sunbathing that first day. Like, what is this kid doing? It's his first day.
I have a question for you guys, and Jeff, you can answer this for me. What does he have to do to earn it in the eyes of fans?
Well, I think, I mean, to me, he's a 40, you know, 110, 120 guy. I mean, I believe that. I believe he's Mo Vaughn. I believe he has that kind of ability, but we haven't seen it for a full season. You know, he's gotten hurt. You know, and it doesn't help his cause to start shooting his mouth off like he's a, you know, 5, 6, 7 year old veteran. You know, talking about what the rookie should be doing. Like, it's just not, you know, it just doesn't appeal to people that way. I mean, I think, and the other thing is that if a guy isn't hitting, play defense, and you know, I'm somebody who, you know, has given him credit for, you know, I thought he was a terrible defensive first baseman. I think he's gotten better. But still, like those are things you can control. You can keep your head in the game. You know, and I don't think that, you know, that error lost in the game last night. It looked like they were going to lose that game no matter what, but it didn't help the cause any. And so I just feel like he has to, you know, he has to be just, you know, he has to be, you know, he has to put up the stats. He has to be the player
that we think he is. And real quick, Jeff, before you go, I want to get your take, because you're obviously an avid follower, an avid listener, avid caller, whatever. But I want to get your take on one of the things that I brought up about the demographic when it comes to Casas. Because you listen to this show religiously. You have heard the calls, much like we have heard the calls. And he is undeniably one of the most polarizing, if not the most polarizing athlete in Boston. But I do think that it is somewhat a demographic thing, and you painted the picture a little bit in what you just said, which is the older demographic, if you are not producing, I don't care about the entertainment. I don't care about that. The younger demographic, as Gordo pointed out, they're there for the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Right. Yeah, and it's much more individualistic now. It's like people root for players more than teams sometimes. You know, I think the NBA really showed that. I mean, you know, that it became more about the individual player than it is about the team. So I think there were people who liked the look, who liked the act, who liked the unit, whatever. And that becomes the thing they rally behind, as opposed to, you know, the old school, what did you do for me on the field? I mean, I do think it's a different way of enjoying sports these days. I just think it's much more individualistic. And I think with, you know, the betting apps and everything, and you can bet on individual players and how they do, I just think people, you know, they adopt players, you know, and as opposed to teams. I just think it's a different.
No, it's a great point.
It's a different worldview.
It's a great point. Oh, Jeff, good talk with you, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
So next week. All right.
Thanks.
You know, Rob, it's just so interesting with Casas because it feels like with him, it's always going to be a what have you done for me lately? Because in terms of just earning your stripes, because I understand people don't want to see guys, rookies come up and act like they own the place, which I don't think Tristan Casas did. I think he has his own way about going about things. But people forget, I know it's been some time, but second half, 2023, guy had a 10.34 OPS.
He showed that he's a good baseball player. Listen, if he falls off the cliff, which I don't think he will, I'll look terrible. Because I keep citing this stretch that he had.
Yeah,
from June 1st to when he got hurt last year, he had a better OPS than Rafael Devers, over 900.
Rob, even the entire season, 121 OPS plus, and that includes some struggles after he came back from a lengthy injury.
So we both think that he'll be productive. It's a couple weeks in the season. But that doesn't take away from the fact that this has resurfaced this conversation, in part because
he hasn't performed.
Well, he hasn't performed. We also have the Netflix thing. You know, all of this. So, like, this is how it works. This is all how it works. And we said this at the beginning. We said it when Rafael Devers was going through his woe is me, I have to be a DH era in spring training. We said, what's going to happen if he gets off to a bad start? It's going to be a poop show, right?
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah, we went through
You know
it.
Why? Because it was a historically bad start, and you had the backstory of not wanting to DH. That's how we knew that was coming.
We knew it was coming, and then when it came, I think we all were pretty unanimous in he's going to get through it, and he's going to come out on the other side.
But it was two different things. Two different things right now.
Of course. It is two different things. Yes. Rafael Devers was contributing in that Texas series. They went 1-3. And that was largely on Rafael Devers. Tristan Casas, you look at them, they're under 500 right now. Largely on Tristan Casas. He hasn't performed. Like, I think he's going to have a really good season. You look back on the entire body of the season, I think it's going to be a productive year for him. But right now, I mean, it's undeniable.
All right, Ralph and Cranston. Hey, Ralph, how are you, my friend?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Good.
Guys, this is the best baseball show. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you put McAdam and Peter here, and now you've got the best baseball show in the world. But anyway, you know, Helen Keller can see that this team has a serious problem with defense. I mean, I don't like it at first, second, or short. They're not good enough to be a good club without that kind of defense. Now, Robert, you remember this, I'm sure, vividly. The most underrated trade Theo ever made was in 2004 when he picked up Minkiewicz, who to me was one of the best first basemen I have ever seen. I put him in Keith Hernandez's class. This guy was a great defensive first baseman. He solidified that team. He got balls. He dug them out of the ground. He did this, he did that. Casas is never going to be that. I mean, it's how you fix this defense. It's not going to be easy. But I got to tell you, the guy's going to hit. He's a good hitter. I would be shocked, absolutely shocked, if this guy's here in 2-3 years. He's all wrong for ownership. Now, one of you guys said, what would it take for him to hit? He'd have to become Manny Ramirez, somewhat liability in left field he was, but he's going to hit 45 home runs. To me, that's the only thing that's going to keep this guy here. I think the ownership is going to get sick of him popping off. He shouldn't have said what he said about Devers. He should have kept his mouth shut. I don't care if he was a 10-year veteran. But this team has got a serious problem here with defense. It's not a good defensive team. You have great defensive third. You have a Gold Glover in right. Other than that, it's questionable. Now, how you fix it, Rob, I don't know how you fix it, because these guys, to me, they're not really good defensive players. And that's costing the pitcher like you saw last night. Now, that's the question to me that I posed you. What do you do with this? Because I don't think that they're a good defensive team, and that's going to hurt their pitches. You know,
yeah.
So how do you fix it?
No, and Ralph, thanks for the call. We're going to run. But this is the question that we had entering this year. Alex Bregman was a big part of that. The return of Trevor Story was supposed to be a big part of that. An improved Tristan Casas was supposed to be a big part of that. An improved Connor Wong was supposed to be a big part of that. But we aren't talking about the outfield. I mean, it's undeniable, right, mm-hmm. Gordo? The outfield defense, that's not what we're talking about. So what has happened? Why do they lead the league with 19 errors in 15 games? And why? It's not only the errors, it's just defensively. Why are they bad defensively when you thought you would be better defensively? Well, okay, I don't think Bregman's the problem. I don't care if he has 3 errors. He's 3 errors. He's still good. Like, he's not part of the problem. I'm sorry, he's not. He has 3 errors. I get it. But do you agree with that?
I don't think he's part of the problem. I think he has not
played a great third base in the weather, if you want to use that as an excuse. I don't like using the weather as an excuse. Those are throws that a major league third baseman needs to make.
Okay, so you think that he needs to be better, and that's part of the problem.
I think Bregman needs to be better, okay. but the thing is, it's not something that you need to actively solve, because he's going to be fine.
Here's a subtle another issue, which I want to keep my eye on, and I wish I had analytics to back it up. Trevor Story's throwing has not been good.
That's the other thing.
His throwing, but I had an executive in the last week of the spring training said, "What's wrong with Trevor Story's throwing?" And I'm like, "Oh,
well, it wasn't there in the spring either." Like, well, that's why I don't like blaming the weather. Let's also remember.
Well, and I don't know this, but Trevor Story throughout spring training had a back issue. Like, I think that was leading to his throwing issues in spring. I don't know where it stands right now. I do know, even in that play that Christian Campbell didn't make, where he could have just stepped in the bag and he flipped to Trevor Story, Trevor Story still has to make an accurate throw. Vlad Guerrero is running. Just make an accurate throw. That is part of the problem. Christian Campbell's inexperience at second base, which is, as Alex Cora said, you just have to live with it.
Yeah,
that's part of the problem.
Work in progress. Tristan Casas
not being as improved as you hope, that's part of the problem. The defense of the catching position,
Wong and Narvaez have been doing – Blake Sable put it in a different conversation.
All right, well, he played last night.
And it was bad.
All right.
And it's going to be bad if he keeps playing.
Okay, well, part of the problem.
Yep, definitely.
So, you know, he asks, what are some of the solutions? That's where you have to start. All right, Tony in Bridgewater. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Oh, my Lord. My blood pressure's going up with you two guys. Rob, say this. Tony, you are right. Stop talking about his July and August from 2 years ago with casts. It makes me sick to my stomach. Jackie Bradley Jr. used to have great months, too.
Tony, he was 21% above league average as a hitter last year.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, Tony, I want you to respond to Gordo. Go ahead, Gordo.
He was 21% above average as a hitter last year by OPS Plus.
Do you think...
He was a good hitter last year. He was a good hitter last year. The guy's the worst hitter on the team, and I love Cora. By keeping him in the fourth position, he's the worst hitter on the team right now. He's getting aggressive outside the zone. He's letting meatballs go down the middle of the plate, and then he goes strolling, walking off. He's talking about 40 and 120, and your first caller is comparing him to Bo Vaughn. Are you
Tony, you got to listen. Tony, I'm all for your calls. I love listening to you. I love debating you. It's your prerogative to be wrong all the time. It's all good, right? But you can't pick and choose what people say and just say, look, he didn't compare him to Mo Vaughn. He compared his personality to Mo Vaughn. So, when you say, I'm comparing, I keep surfacing July and August. No, I didn't just surface July and August. I surfaced 5 months, a 5 month stretch, which is almost an entire season.
Why don't you say that he struck out over 33% of his 700 something at bats? You have to take the whole thing in. He's a below average first baseman. The guy can't run. His head, like that steal of third base, like the guy is so off. I know we won't be with the Red Sox next year. I don't understand why they still have him in the fourth hole. But don't tell me about his personality and this and that. Belichick had a bad personality. No one cared because he was winning. Okay?
Well, Tony, let me ask you this question, and I mean it. Like, I want to get your opinion on this. Is that please be honest. Yeah, Tristan Casas is an up-and-down guy right now. He's down. He's not producing. He's certainly not producing for a guy you need. We said this. He's part of the problem because you need the middle-of-the-order guys to produce, and he's not doing it. But when Tristan Casas isn't producing, and science in stats would suggest he has produced sometimes and he hasn't produced other times, does he rile you up more because of his personality and the way he approaches the game? For you, Tony.
I'll be honest with you, right? I don't care about personnel. I love Belichick because he was winning. Like, I don't care about that stuff. Now, if you're going to take the offense, you watched that documentary. Did he hear what he was saying to Giolito? I made $700,000. I hit 6 home runs. They got their money's worth out of me. That stuff rubs me the wrong way, but I don't judge a guy like that. I judge a guy between the lines. And Mo Vaughn was 10 times the ball player.
See, I don't. You just contradicted yourself, Tony. You said you don't judge a guy that way, and then you surfaced that part of the documentary, and it said it bothered you.
I'm talking about take the whole thing. Whole thing into consideration.
Okay, that's what we're talking. Finally, you admitted what you just said you don't do. You admit that, yes, you do take it all into equation.
No, that's added on, Rob. That's added on.
So, yes, you're like, taking it into the equation. If it's added on, that's what you're doing.
I take it into the equation, but if he's hitting 40 home runs and 120, like he said, I don't care about that. But just add it on.
No,
I think that's fair.
Listen, Tony, we got to run. Tony, thank you for the call, and I want you to call back. Tony usually calls every week, and again, we like talking with him, and it's his prerogative to be wrong or right or whatever. But it's like you said, Gordo. In two weeks, it's going to be a great time, because if you get 2 weeks, you're in the entire month in the season. Now you're saying, hey, listen. You got to be. You can't. That'll be the big question. Are you still running this guy? Forget about playing him. Are you running him out in the cleanup spot?
That's what I was going to ask you. What is the point in time where if he struggles to X date is when maybe you move Willier Abreu into that spot? Because I think it's fair to have that conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
Doesn't mean you're giving up.
No, absolutely. But if you go another week like you have been, like you have to. And Cora's knows that. Anyway, 617-779-7937. I see everybody lined up. I want the conversation and calls to continue because we knew this was going to happen. This is a time to rant, rave, scream from the mountaintops, whatever you want. It is the best baseball show in the entire country, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. No, I do know because I told you.
I was going to say, why maybe?
No. A guy at MIT told me.
Science.
All right, 617-779-7937. Brian Abraham, Dreammaker, Farm Director, coming up at 2 o'clock. Be back after this.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Now, more of Bradfoe and Baseball Isn't Boring on WEEI.
Every single rejoin today. How can you? I mean, honestly, we talked about how the people from MIT were so nice to do the study and come out with a conclusion that this is the best baseball show, best baseball conversation.
Do you know what they had to invest to do that, Rob?
There's no price on excellence.
Well, it's priceless.
It's priceless, yeah. I mean, thank you to the fine people, MIT, the Springfield College of Cambridge. So we appreciate them doing that. And much like the other part of the science that they uncovered, you cannot not have Ace of Spades by Motorhead as a rejoin. You can't have it. Like, how do you not get fired up? Let's go. Let's go, Gordo. Cite some of those stats that you cited in the break.
I'm just looking at the OPS plus and the OPS numbers.
All right, so I want to preface this by saying, set the scene a little bit. I don't mean to interrupt you. I apologize. That's Gordo from Playtesi. I would never do this. It's all about Casas. Like I said, Casas gets more reaction than even Rafael Devers did when he struck out 50 to 19 times, I feel. Certainly more reaction than anybody else, even though, Gordo.
You look at the OPS. So Tristan Casas, 530 OPS. Obviously not good. But you look at the callers, every single one of them lined up. Tristan Casas, Tristan Casas, Tristan Casas, Tristan Casas. You look at Jaron Duran, 599 OPS. It's almost like people don't, like you don't even notice that Jaron Duran has not played very well, especially on the offensive side of the ball this year. Seidon Rafaela, 467 OPS. And, you know, sometimes you'll hear about it, but it's more so as a connection to Roman Anthony. Like, for whatever reason, Tristan Casas is the guy that gets the brunt of this. Trevor Story making gazillions of dollars. Tristan Casas still on his rookie deal. Trevor Story, 674 OPS. Like, we haven't heard Trevor Story's name once.
How many plate appearances does Rafaela have?
Seidon Rafaela has 47 plate appearances and zero extra base hits this year.
Okay. So, and how many games has he played?
13 games.
13 games out of 18. So, more than half. Science would suggest more than half. Math would suggest more than half.
13 out of 15.
Yeah.
15.
He scored 13.
Sorry, I thought you said 18.
Yeah, no. You said, I'm sorry, did I say 18? 13 out of 15. He's played a lot, right? And nobody is saying anything about Seidon Rafaela, a guy who did get an extension. He did get an extension.
Yeah.
Who you did invest. And nobody, what's Tristan Casas making this year?
Probably under 800K. Yeah, he's making under 800K.
Yeah. So, okay. But that we understand this is why it works. We're trying to paint the picture here, which is okay. It's okay to paint the picture. And it's okay to in 2 weeks to paint a different picture. This is what we do. It's okay. It's all right, Gordo.
No, but you just
it's not your fault.
You just got it.
It's not your fault. Not your fault. All right, Carl in the Cape. Carl, hey, Carl. How are you, Carl? What's going on?
Bradfoe, how are you?
I'm great.
So, you know, listen, you've been talking to me for years, and you know I am what you would consider, I'd say, a Red Sox optimist, okay? And I don't like to bash Red Sox players, particularly not homegrown players. Okay, Tristan Casas. You know, I don't care what he does when he paints his nails, he goes sunbathing. I don't care if he dyes his hair pink. I don't care about any of that. What I care about is what I'm watching between the lines on the baseball field. Okay, and what I've seen so far, I see a selfish baseball player.
Ooh.
I see someone that has very unproductive at-bats. I see someone that has runners in scoring position taking pitches right down the middle of the pipe. okay? This guy has not matured above the neck. He's not a very good baseball player. And I find it incredible that spending time with a manager like Alex Cora, that baseball IQ hasn't sort of set in yet. Bradfo, it hasn't. It has not set in. This guy, he's a liability on the base paths, always has been. You know what? I can see past that. He's not a very good defensive first baseman. Let's just say he's below average. He may be able to work himself into average. I look at him inside the batter's box, and I see the expressions, and believe me, I'm paying attention to it now. I see Veritek from a distance looking, just looking, shaking his head like, kid, what are you doing? What are you doing? He's a liability at the plate. He's never going to be this guy that hits 40 home runs. He's just not. He's not going to do it. And the eye test, I've seen enough, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He is dragging the team down. I mean, you got this guy batting cleanup. He should be in AAA. He doesn't understand the game.
So you say you've seen enough here. So he's played 236 games. 14 of them are this year. You're basing that off of the 14 this year and not the, say, 222 before
that. I'm basing this off of – listen, this is collectively. I've seen enough of him. I know. He's a very inconsistent hitter. He's an inconsistent baseball player. And I don't think he has the mindset to be a productive professional Major League Baseball player. I don't. And that's really it. And
the
I don't
overall
care, like
body
I said,
of his career.
This guy does not have what it takes. He doesn't. I've seen enough baseball in my life. I can remember the days when we would have impact players come up from the minor leagues, and we knew they were never going to be all-stars, but they always managed to find a way to be productive on the field, in the clubhouse. He doesn't do any of it. He doesn't do any of it at all. He's a selfish baseball player, and I don't know where his mind is at when he comes up with the statements that he comes up with. I mean, look, it is what it is. It's time to move on. You are never going to compete in the American League East with Tristan Cassis as your first baseman batting cleanup in this batting order.
All right, Carl, Carl, I appreciate the call. And listen, this is what it's all about. And I think I do find it interesting that as Carl's going on, and I think Carl knows baseball, and I think he watches the games, and he's formed this opinion. But as these conversations go on, what happens, Gordo, is that there is elements of what we're talking about that leak into the opinion. Elements of selfish, of the way he goes about things, that's what he talks in the media. Those sort of things. Like, it could just be, if you just said, and a big part of it is production, but every time we get one of these calls, those things leak into the description of it, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just don't get the selfish thing.
Anyway, we take a quick call because I get with Brian Abraham at the top of the hour. David in Florida. Hey, David.
Oh.
What's going on, my friend?
You're like therapy for me. You should become a psychologist because I need to talk to you every week.
I'm a baseball psychologist.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one thing, I called Arcan earlier about this, and I want to see the Red Sox put more pressure on the opposing pitcher. In sports, and just hear me out for a minute before you go crazy. In sports, when you put pressure on the person with the ball, good things happen. In football, when you put pressure on the quarterback, you get turnovers, you get sacks. Basketball, you put pressure, you get turnovers and fouls and things of that nature. In baseball, getting the guy to second base is not sufficient. You need to get the guy to third base, whether it's bunting, double steals, hitting runs. I want more small ball back in the game. And I think the Red Sox, if they could get Duran over to third base with less than two outs, get Hamilton, get Rafaela over the third base with less than two outs more frequently, I think that would put more pressure on the other pitcher. And it doesn't happen sufficiently with Cora. He doesn't believe in manufacturing runs. And that's one of the things that kills me so much with him.
You know, one of the things, David, is that also it's not even bunting. It's putting the ball in play. I mean, this is another problem with this team, And it has been. And this is, you know, I was on Jones and Keefe the other day, and I introduced the whole Driveline thing. And I don't want to get people twisted. There's a lot of good things that come out of Driveline. But the overall premise, not only Driveline, a lot of baseball, is swing hard, swing, put it in the air, right? Okay, that's fine. But it's not, number one, it's not for everybody. Number two, it's really important at key times just to put the ball in play, as we saw with Trevor Story the other day. And this is
against
this,
Toronto.
Yes, and so this has to be part more of part of the equation, which is one of the reasons why Bregman. This is the this isn't just the strikeouts this year. Last year, what were they? With third overall in strikeouts.
Yep.
The philosophy that they have implemented, and I think Pete Fatsy's an excellent hitting coach. I do, but the philosophy they have overall is leading to a lot of strikeouts, a lot of swing misses, and David, to your point, not putting it in play enough.
All I hear with Cora is what they need to do, what they have to do. We have to be more patient. We can't strike out as much, but he doesn't do anything to address these issues, and he doesn't believe in manufacturing with Devers. When he got off to a horrible start, all he did is just wait for Devers to come out of it. He didn't move him around in the lineup. He didn't give him a day off. He just waits for things to happen. He doesn't take the bull by the horns. He doesn't manufacture runs. Abreu should be batting cleanup. So this is what the other guy said about Casas. Casas needs to be back like 6 or 7 in the lineup. You move Abreu up to the cleanup spot right now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Cora does not believe in making changes. He just waits for things to happen, and he doesn't take the bull by the horns. He doesn't manufacture runs, and it just kills me watching him. It just kills me.
All right, David, man. Thank you for the call. All right. And it also is also we remind ourselves it's 2 weeks in the season. Yep. And by the way, he did run Devers out there,
and it worked.
And it worked. But point taken. We talk about the moving Casas down and everything else. And okay, you get the before we go to break, you get the lineup there. You get the lineup. I should have told you. Yeah,
I can get it.
There's a big surprise. Big surprise. Here's a spoiler alert. Unless he comes in later in the game, Jaron Duran is not going to play 162.
Nope.
What do we got?
Romy Gonzalez leading off at first base. That's what you got.
Ooh.
Rafael Devers.
Which, by the way, in multiple levels is a talking point, but go ahead.
Batting second, Devers at DH. Batting third, Bregman at third base. Cleanup, Ref Snyder in left field. Batting fifth, Story at shortstop. Batting sixth, Campbell at second base. Batting seventh, Abreu in right field against the lefty. Batting eighth, Narvaez at catcher. Batting ninth, Seydon Rafaela in center field.
All right, there you go.
We
can talk more about that as the show goes on, but we do have dream maker / farm director Brian Abraham, family member of the program. There's a lot of things I want to ask him about why they had fireworks and snow in Worcester yesterday, which
I
would imagine the farm director has the final say in that, right?
Oh, obviously.
Worcester people, so nice and so great. And another thing, Vaughn Grissom now playing some first base. Woo!
Didn't he play third?
Played all over the place.
Utility man.
So much to get to with Brian Abraham. All right, this is the Baseballs and Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Gordo. I'll be back after this.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.